Welcome to the Eli's Finding Chicago Global Perspectives podcast series for AEPB 2019. I'm your host, Shu Han, and I'm currently enrolled at Harris School of Public Policy. Today, we'll be exploring one of the most popular cultural events here in Chicago, that is Chicago Jazz Festival, and have a closer look at music and cultural scene behind. I first got to know this jazz festival in last week's class when we were discussing places to go for our outing, and someone mentioned jazz festival, and I became so interested. I'm always very into music. I listen to all kinds of music, and I enjoy jazz as well, and I know that Chicago has a long history of jazz music. As I read in an article titled A Brief History of Jazz in Chicago, the great migration of poor black workers in the 20th century from the South into the industrial cities brought traditional jazz and blues music to Chicago. The Chicago style of jazz came out of both Mississippi Delta and New Orleans Dixieland style, with pioneer musicians like King Oliver, Jelly Roll Morton, and Louis Armstrong. Certain aspects of song structure and rhythm set the Chicago branch of music apart in the 1920s, such as heavy string bass and guitar, longer solo, and quick tempos. So I really don't want to miss this great chance to get to know the authentic Chicago jazz music. Another reason why I'm so excited is that listening to records alone at home and going out to a live house or a concert is quite different, because at the same you can feel connected with all these people who share the same interests, who love the same music as you do, and you feel connected with them. Sometimes you can even feel connected with the performer on the stage. Later in the day, I searched online for the dates and location of this festival, and I was so surprised to find that it has a long history of 40 years. At first, there were three separate jazz festivals here in Chicago. One is to honor Duke Ellington, another is to honor John Coltrane. The third one was held by the Jazz Institute of Chicago. So then the Mayor's Office of Special Events stepped in and joined the three different festivals together into the Chicago Jazz Festival, which would present a week of free jazz performances. And the first one, according to the City of Chicago website, drew 125,000 festival goers over its 7 nights. The festival is now part of the summer-long series of concerts and festivals sponsored by the city's Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events. It's a celebration of the long tradition of jazz in Chicago. As I said, Chicago Jazz Festival is just one of the various concerts celebrated every year in Chicago. It's open to the public. It brings thousands of incredibly talented artists of jazz or of other genres to Chicago, and people can appreciate their works. It's not only a good chance for the people here in Chicago to go out, lie on the grass, enjoy the sunshine, breathing some good air, and enjoy the beautiful music, but also for the artists, it's also a good opportunity to show people what they got, to meet their audience and rise to their fame. It is the same for the music industry. Maybe after the concerts, people will make some purchases online or buy some records, or maybe go to another show of a certain artist. So it's very likely that this festival or other kinds of cultural events can help the music industry or the cultural industry grow. And now let's look beyond the music industry. A cultural event like Chicago Jazz Festival actually means a lot more to a city like Chicago. Nowadays, more and more cities are holding cultural events to build their image. They also use that to stimulate urban development and attract visitors and investment. This works perfectly, especially under the circumstances that the young generation nowadays, they want something new. They want to experience something authentic. They don't want routine visits to those touristy places. So events like Chicago Jazz Festival that represents the city's culture can be a very big attraction to them. from another perspective, events like this is a good way to connect citizens. Actually, when the Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events launched the Chicago Cultural Plan, one of its goals is to further build on Chicago's vast cultural assets and vibrant community. People from different backgrounds, people of different color, people who live in different neighborhoods, they gather together at this time, and music is the best language. They can communicate, you can even feel the connection in the air. So it's perfect to unite communities through concerts or other kinds of cultural events. It's hard for me to compare the music scene in China and the scene here in Chicago, because like I just said, I went to lots of music concerts or live houses in China, and actually they are developing very fast. There are more indie labels out there and more live houses are opening in different cities across China. So overall, it looked good. There are more musicians and also more listeners. But I've never heard of a free show like the Jazz Festival here that's open to the public. Or there are just very few. So I'm thinking maybe once a year, the cultural department or office, they can hold a free show to the citizens and let more people to come there and enjoy the music, to maybe just to get relaxed. I think it's going to be great if there are more opportunities like this in China. It is this colorful, wonderful, and fun cultural activities that makes the city, makes Chicago so unique and attractive global destination of creativity. So I think it is something that cities from China and even other countries can learn. This year's Chicago Jazz Festival is just around the corner. The 41st Annual Chicago Jazz Festival begins on August 23rd and on September 1st. It takes place at Chicago Cultural Center, Millennium Park, and venues across Chicago. And it's free to the public. For more details, you can search its official website. And if you guys are going, I'll see you guys there. So that's all for today. Hope you enjoy the show, and thank you for listening. I'm your host, Shu Han. See you next time.